Before starting, I would like to ask you if anyone of you has a mobile telephone or a computer with them, because I don't have the text or the purport here in my notes of a text which I would like to read. You have. Krishna, Krishna. We have everything. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We could unfortunately not arrange that the text would be written on a board, so please allow me, I will just read the text. Well, it's nice if we all have chant the Bhagavatam together. So I will just read the text and then we will read it, the text together. Tvam pratyak atmanitada bhagavat yananta ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidhaya paramangshanaker avidya grantim vibetsyasi mama miti prarudham. Kindly repeat. Tvam pratyak atmani tada bhagavat yananta bhagavat yananta ananda matra upapanna ananda matra upapanna samasta shakto bhaktim vidaya paramang bhaktim vidaya paramang shanaker avidya grantim vibetsyasi mamaham grantim vibetsyasi mamaham iti prarudham. Tvam, you, pradyak atmani, unto the super soul, tada, at that time, bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anante, who is unlimited, anandamatre, the reservoir of all pleasure, upapanna, possessed of, samasta, all, shakto, potencies, bhaktim, devotional service, vidhaya, by rendering, paramam, supreme, shanakai, very soon, avidya, of illusion, grantim, the knot, vibetsyasi, you will undo, mama, my, aham, I, iti, thus, prarudham, firmly fixed. This is an advice by Svayambhuva Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. It appears in the 4th canto, 11th chapter, text 30, for those who would like to take note of this. And it describes a very, very necessary step for those who want to advance in Krishna consciousness. It will say that we must come out of the bodily conception of life, where we are attached to aham and mameti, the strong bondage of material illusion, concept of I and mine. Here is the text for you, and I will read the purport immediately afterwards. It's very powerful purport, so please listen carefully. Translation: thus regaining your natural position and rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, who is the all-powerful reservoir of all pleasure, and who lives in all living entities as the Supersoul, you will very soon forget the illusory understanding of I and mine. The text says, in essence, Dhruva Maharaj, when you engage in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, then very soon you will forget the illusory understanding of false identification with I and mine. Purport: Dhruva Maharaj was already a liberated person because at the age of 5 years he had seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even though liberated, he was, for the time being, afflicted by the illusion of Maya, thinking himself the brother of Uttama in the bodily concept of life. So Prabhupada explains it. He was very high, placed, but Maya covered him again by the concept of I am the body. The whole material world, Prabhupada continues, is working on the basis of I and mine. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. By the grace of Lord Krishna, the sages and Lord Manu, reminded Dhruva Maharaj that he should not continue this material conception of I and mine. Simply by devotional service unto the Lord, his illusion could be eradicated without difficulty.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyaischa Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is a very important Bhagavatam text. Especially, it makes a very important statement for those who chant the holy name as their prime focus in their sadhana or spiritual practice. That is, it's a very important for all of us. Because it reminds us of lifting the anchor out of the material world. There is an anchor which binds the conditioned soul to this material world. And as long as this anchor is not lifted, the repeated birth and deaths are sure to come. As long as this anchor to the material world is not lifted, in the sadhaka, those who practice Krishna consciousness, he can have thousands of efforts, but he will make only little advancement. This anchor is the concept of I am the body, and then so many things which expand from there, so many concepts. This is my land, or it's my house in Mayapur. I want to be a little practical, as you see. It is my right. It is my understanding. It is my this and that. Srila Prabhupada says, as long in his purport, let me see. This is the root of attraction to the material world. If one is attracted by this root of illusory conceptions, I and mine, he will have to remain within this material world in different exalted or nasty positions. You can see Prabhupada could have chosen another verse, different exalted, or he could have, and then he could have said not so good positions, but he used a word which is emotionally tinged. Nasty! This is a strong word. You will be anchored. My dear devotee, as long as we keep this anchor of I and mine firmly in the ground of the material world, nothing can move us. Not even an ecstatic experience in Krishna consciousness. It is said in the second canto, third chapter, text 24 of the Bhagavatam, that even though someone chants and tears come from his eyes, if his heart does not really change, then he will remain the same. I'm paraphrasing. You can please look up this verse for the exact wording. Not even an ecstatic experience can change you. Not even tears in the eyes when you chant. If you do not transform the heart, that means if this I and mine, this aham and mameti, which is firmly situated in the mind and the heart of the conditioned soul, is not changed. Prabhupada said, the very first step in Krishna consciousness is to understand that I am not the body. And he continues, not theoretically, but practically. If you practically understand that you are not the body, not theoretically, theoretical knowledge is very easy. Practical knowledge is realized, and it requires some focus in this direction. Oh, I need to realize this, then only it can come. If you need this practical realization, otherwise there will not be so much advancement in your life. You must see that that this is done. In the Harinam Chintamani, there is a discussion between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Haridas Thakur at the end says, please hear, O Lord, of the lowest offense. When this offense is present, pure love for the holy name will not arise. What is the lowest offense? Now, continue to listen. It's surprising to hear this. Then he explains, if one has heard the glories of the transcendental holy name of the Lord, but nevertheless continues in the materialistic concept of life, thinking, I'm this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, aham mameti, and does not show respect and love for the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, that is an offense. And Haridas Thakur later says, if a person continues to think in terms of I and mine, he is worthless like a pile of ashes. And a pile of ashes is not capable to respond to a spark. You can put a spark in a pile of ashes, but the ashes will not burn. They will just remain there. So in our life, when we need to be able to respond to spiritual stimuli, we need to respond to Krishna, we need to respond to the chanting of the holy name. Something must change, something must happen. Our heart must be purified, for instance. But if one remains attached to the wrong concept of I and mine, then the spark of the holy name cannot speak English. That's my big problem. The spark of the holy name cannot ignite you. It cannot move you. It cannot purify you, because if one keeps this attachment, one is on the materialistic platform. One cannot burn in Krishna consciousness. One cannot move forward. This elsewhere in the Puranas, this Ahamameti is compared with a mountain which stands between the Jiva and the Lord. When there is a mountain and you are on this side of the mountain and somebody else is on the other side of the mountain, you cannot see him, you cannot hear him, you cannot talk to them, you cannot interact. So in the same way as a mountain stops communication or yoga or bhakti yoga or sambandha, we would say in our philosophy, the ahamameti stops you from making a relationship with the Lord. It is a very bad problem. The only path, you know, when you are before a mountain and you need to go somewhere else, you look for a path, no? I remember once some devotees were kind enough to invite me to a journey to Badrinath. When we returned to come back to, we needed to go back to Delhi to catch the return flight to Europe. I remember one mountain had come down. It's called a landslide. Do you know this word? When a mountain just slides down, it's called a landslide. So this mountain had come down, and before us and Delhi was a big mountain. And we became restless because we had cheap tickets which could not be reimbursed. We would lose the tickets and we had no money to return on our own. So nowadays this would be good. We would think, nice, we stay in India and we visit the holy dhams. But at that time we had different Indian-based diseases and needed to go back to the hospitals in Europe. And we were very eager to catch our flight, but there was this mountain which had just come. And I remember at that time, one devotee who was experienced, he said, we need to find a path now over the mountain. I said, but what is with our luggage? He said, don't be attached. Then I said, well, I have Mahaprasad for the devotees inside and many things, and I'm very poor, I can't buy new clothes. So then we got some, do you know what is a coolie? Coolie means a porter. And we put all our luggage on the back, and then we needed to find a path over the mountain to finally come back to Delhi. What is the path over the mountain of Ahamameti, of false or the bondage of material life? You are all supremely, let me say like this, you are all Vaishnavas who reside in the holy dham. Think a little, what could be the path over the mountain of the false ego? I am looking at you and you are looking at me. And the lecture cannot continue if there is no answer. Yes, Prabhuji. The path of surrender or Sharanagati. Thank you for saving us this morning. Between us and God is the mountain of false ego. It has two types of stones. This mountain or rock, you know, a geomantic person, they are called, I think, who would drill the mountain of false ego, would find two types of granite. Aham et mameti. I am this body, or I am a German, I'm an American, and this is my thoughts, my rights, my understanding, my this and my that. And the only path through this is the path of Sharanagati, Sharanagati. That you need to find if you want to get home. Not home to where you were born, but home back to Godhead. You need to go this path. Haridas Thakur in brief explains what this path entails. And this is knowledge which we all have. But let us listen carefully to his unique way of phrasing it. He says, in brief, surrender to your feet, O Lord, means to accept everything favorable for devotional service, to reject everything that is unfavorable for your devotional service. The path of surrender means to believe in your mind that Krishna will always give protection. It means to identify oneself with Krishna's devotees. I am part of these devotees of the Lord. It means to always feel inability without the help of Krishna. And it means to always, like I cannot move if Krishna doesn't move, and to all move me. I cannot move if Krishna doesn't move me. And the path of surrender means to always feel oneself inferior to Krishna. It means to feel wretched. Even though one may have full capacity to perform something on his own. If you want to find this somewhat... Hare Krishna! It's all right, it's Bengal, it is to be expected. This is a culture of very nice personalism. So, Hari, if you want to read this unique list, which will shed a new light on what you practically have to do if you want to find this path which leads you over the mountains and back home, please read in the Harinam Chintamani, 13th chapter, texts 6 to text 7. There you will find this novel explanation of the path. It is very important to be, first of all, before you can surrender, to be convinced that it is good to cross the mountain of false ego. If you think it is bad I don't want to be a different person than I am now. I struggled 30 long years in ISKCON to become a Swami who is respected and gets Mahaprasadam and all privileges, including all finances covered. I don't want to give up my ego of being a big person. It took me so much work. Please, don't talk like this. Hare Krishna. I'm talking to myself now, because everything else would be a Vaishnava apparat. So, if you think, you must be convinced if you give up your precious false ego, which you have worked so hard to establish in the eyes of others, and where you have certain habits, certain ways of expressing yourself, certain ways of dressing yourself to make a certain public image and so on. If you want to give this up and move forward, you need to convince, to be convinced that it's worthwhile. And therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says something very nice in his work Chaitanya Shikshamrita. He says, those who aspire for love should remember a few things before engaging in intense chanting. A few things must be clear first. They should first of all be convinced that Krishna's form, his name, his service, and his associates are eternally pure, have nothing to do with this world, and they are spiritual. Further, someone who wants love of Godhead by chanting should be convinced Krishna, his abode, and his associates and pastimes are all absolutely free of material energy and are completely spiritual. Thus, there's nothing material in the performance of service to Krishna. Then he should think about Krishna's world, you know, throne, house, Krishna throne, his house, his garden, his forest, the Yamuna, and all other objects are spiritual, not material. Yes. And Haridas, this is now maybe a little abstract, but to make it concrete, if you want to surrender, you need to, in the words of Haridas Thakur, you must be convinced Krishna is my only wealth. You must have this shraddha. Krishna is more valuable than my own plans. To be with Krishna is really the only thing. Haridas Thakur says, thinking that Krishna is one's own wealth, one should worship Lord Krishna's feet. One should turn away from material sense gratification and chant Lord Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will end with one personal note. Now, when thinking about these instructions from Shastras, I sometimes personally shudder, I tremble, I'm afraid. Oh no. I remember once my friend Lawrence, he lived in another villa and the villa caught fire. And we neighbors knew there were people in the story high up in the villa, and I knew my friend Lawrence was in the villa and he would burn. So we took a piece of cloth like this, and we went to the villa, we all as neighbors, and we hold this and we called out to the people who were in the upper stories, jump, jump, we are holding you. And we all went like this, and I saw Lawrence. He was small, he was 12 years. And Lawrence saw me, and I screamed up, Lawrence, I am here. I'm very strong. I'm holding this for you. And then Lawrence jumped. We were friends. He had faith in me. And he came, and then it was very, the impact was strong, but all were saved. So I talked later with Lawrence. I said, Lawrence, how was the experience to jump out of the window? And he said, terrible. I thought, you know, the linen, is it called linen or what is this? The sheet. would rip into pieces. Or I thought you would not be, the people who were holding it would not be strong enough, and you know, I would jump and then I would break all my bones because I would crash on the ground. You would, I was not liking to jump. But then you said, Lawrence, I am here. I'm very strong. And then I jumped. So I feel sometimes personally like Lawrence, my friend, when it said to accept everything favorable, reject everything unfavorable. Oh, Krishna, and have faith that Krishna is my protector. When I jump, he's there and he carries me. I have to contact my Shraddha. I have to go deep and go to my faith in Krishna consciousness and in my spiritual master, that he will be here. He will be there and he will say, you jump. I will be there. I hold you. Don't worry. I'm there. I am sometimes afraid. What if they are not there? What if they are too busy and I'm so insignificant? And then I give up everything, surrender fully, and then there's nothing in the material. Nothing there. No one there to hold me. Boom, and that's the sad end of a sad story in devotional life. But surrender doesn't always mean this extreme steps. It means that all of us have a certain nature which is with us, and we can engage this nature in Krishna's service. And as we do this, we become more and more purified from this, from the illusions which bind us. See, sometimes when we hear about surrender and we hear another class of a fired up Swami, we feel shocked. Oh no, what does he expect us to do? What is in his mind? And so on. But no, this is a very, very good understanding. Use what you have, your nature. Don't try to jump over your nature and out of your nature, but use that and find a place for you in devotional service where you can be served. There is a very nice verse which can give us hope that also we can cross the mountains and go home. Here is a verse for you. I will give you the quotation a little later. Kayena vacha manasendriye vai budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat karoti yat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samapayet tvam. Beautiful verse. It says, in accordance, no, everyone has gotten a particular nature in accordance with his conditioned life. Good. Whatever one does, I'm trying to say it simply, but it doesn't work. I say it like it is written here. In accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with body, with his words, with mind, with the senses, with the intelligence, or purified consciousness, all this, what one does according to his nature, should offer to the Supreme Lord, thinking in his mind, this is for the pleasure of my Lord. If you do this, if you just put this in your mind, you are about to do something, and you say, in your mind, this is for the pleasure of the Lord. This is surrender. Yesterday I talked to a devotee from Europe who is here as a land surveyor. Do you know what they do, the land surveyor? They have these instruments and they look over the land and they measure the land. In German language we say Landvermesser, or to translate it into English, someone who measures the land. That's important if you want to build, if we want to build the new Mayapur project, we need to know where does the Harinam theme park goes precisely, because if we don't allocate the exact locations to the buildings, there will be chaos and problems in drainages and everything. We will lose millions of currency. So the land, and he said, I'm doing this land surveying and I want to be a brahmachari. Now, I have never seen a brahmachari, and especially the Bengali brahmacharis will never have seen a brahmachari who has these complicated instruments which the land surveyors use. Do you think I can still be a brahmachari? I said, yes, if you don't think you are a land surveyor. You have a certain nature, and that nature should be used. When you do your land surveying, think, I'm now doing my work for the pleasure of Krishna. Then you're surrendering. Then you come out of this aham and mameti. When you sing for Krishna, think, I will try now to please Lord Krishna. This is what I can do with my voice. When you make a plan, before you make a plan, say, whatever I do now with my intelligence, whatever I have, is for the pleasure of the Lord. This Jiva Goswami identifies as the main means to practice surrender in a practical way. The Kami thinks when he has done something, I give some of the fruits to Krishna. The devotee who wants to surrender says, this is what I'm about to do. When you say what I'm about to do means you have not yet done it, but you plan to do it just now. So this is for the pleasure of the Lord. It's not for my pleasure. It's not for aham mameti. It's not for me and mine. It's for Krishna. This is how you can apply your path of surrender, your path back home. Always think before, not after. Before you do something, this is not for me. It does not belong to me. It is for Krishna, who owns everything. And this will make your life wonderful. I'm looking at the clock there. Maybe you have noticed. And it's a sin to go over time and stop the Vaishnavas from taking their well-deserved prasadam. So I will end here this class. I thank you very much. Please be so kind to wish well to this poor soul. I have to go tomorrow back to Europe. I feel very sad about it. Service is there, and the hospital is waiting for me for surgery. So please give me your blessings, and I wish you all the well. Well, you are great souls to be allowed to stay in the Holy Dham. You must be very dear to Lord Chaitanya and Radha Madhava, and I'm very honored to have been here in your association. All the best. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sis Pancha Tattva ki jai. Shishi Radha Madhava ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.